It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Really excited about to talk with our next guest, Tammy Ballack. She's a health expert and author of Happy the New Sexy. Love that name. She's been featured a guest on TVN Network, Avaria, Hallmark, and Fox News nationally. Welcome, Tammy. So tell us about
your book. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us about your book, Happy is the New Sexy.
Yes, so my book is for men and women that are struggling with any kind of chemical imbalance, so biochemical imbalance, any kind of hormonal imbalance that is affecting the way you feel. So basically, I just tell people if you feel crummy and you want to be yourself again, then it's time to look at your hormones and your hormonal imbalance. And so my book is full of quizzes and help from stress to thyroid health to the full endocrine system and what you can do for yourself naturally.
Okay, that sounds great. But what I'd like us to do is tell the listeners, you know, share with the listeners some of these very big warning signs. Like, what should we look out for? I know feeling crummy is one, looks like fatigue or brain fog, but how about specific changes that you might be going through that our listeners might say, hey, you know what? I've got to check this out because I'm really feeling this way.
Yes. So I look a lot at first how you're feeling and how your mind is doing. If you're feeling wired and tired, if you have trouble calming down, if you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, or you have anxiety or nervousness or depression. And a lot of people think anxiety just means you're worried about something, but really anxiety can come in many different forms. So some of the things that people come into my office for that we look deeper at is if they feel like they are second-guessing themselves or they have muscle tension or maybe chest pain or can feel heart palpitations or they're overthinking things all the time. You lay down in bed and you can't shut your brain off. It just continues to overthink and overfire. Or you have trouble focusing. There's a lot of different symptoms. I actually offer a quiz on my website that helps figure out what area you may have an imbalance into.
Why don't you give your website then, please, so that anyone can go there and take the quiz to figure out if you've got a chemical imbalance.
Yes, so it's tammyballack.com. So it's C-A-M-M-I, and then B as in boy, A-L-L-E-C-K. So tammyballack.com, and I have the quiz is on the very first page. So it says, this quiz will change your life. And it takes about 10 minutes, and you can go through and fill it out. And then I also actually offer free phone consultations. So if you take the quiz and you have check marks on every single thing or you want to talk to me directly, I do set up free just 10-minute phone consultations to help you figure it out a little bit further.
Wow, that's so generous, Tammy. Thank you. That sounds great. Everyone should go to her website, tammyballack.com. And you know what? I'd like you to give us at least some of those recommendations that you do give the people when you do those free consults. What are some of your happy strategies?
Yes, yeah, so it really depends on the person, but I'll give a couple that are general. Really, I look at giving your body the right whole food supplements. I just listened to your last guest, and I fully agree with the micronutrients and giving your body supplements. So I use whole food supplements and targeted lifestyle changes that help address your deficiencies. And then sometimes I also use herbal therapies, or if somebody has a big imbalance, then I use natural hormone creams too. Of course, the main thing that we all can do is find a way to help manage our stress. Stress, I'm sure you've talked about this on your show before, but stress is one of the main things that throws our bodies completely off balance. And it's actually the number one cause of all hospital visits, no matter what the person goes in for. It usually goes back to the main cause being stress. And so I like to tell people to find ways that you can fill your own gas tank back up. So ways that you can help yourself feel better, and that can be personal from you, from taking time away from your smartphone and going for a walk or taking a bath or reading a good book, getting a massage, doing yoga, meditation, something that's going to help you calm down your stress hormone, I think is one of the biggest things that we all can do. And then, of course, looking at your diet and reducing caffeine and sugar, because that can cause many different endocrine imbalances. And then looking at what your body may need to help it adapt to. So I look at different nutrients, different herbs, adaptogen herbs, to help your body adapt to stress, because we all live in a very stressful life, and we all have deadlines. We're not getting enough sleep. So sleep is actually the other thing, is it's really important to make sure that you're getting enough sleep as well.
Those are all great strategies, great, great advice. Now, you mentioned something that I wanted to ask you about, is herbal therapies. You mentioned that you use herbal therapies in your practice, and which are the main ones that you like to use?
Well, it depends, of course, on the person, so it's hard to give a general, this herb is going to help you. Actually, I see tons of patients, and every person I see is on something different, and that's really why it's important to find out what you need exactly, because we're all individuals, and we all may need something different. So it depends on what area we're targeting, if it's the thyroid or the adrenals or the pituitary gland, or it's just for stress. So really, it's hard to say, just go get this herb.
I appreciate it. So let me tell you that a lot of my patients have anxiety, so I'm really interested in which herb that you would use to help anxiety and reduce the intensity of anxiety.
So I like to do adaptogen herbs with anxiety, and I always test all of my patients. I do a saliva and urine test on to see where they're at and what they need. But a lot of times with anxiety, it's linked with the adrenal glands and with a cortisol imbalance. So an herb that might be good is like the ashwagandha herb, because it's an adaptogen herb, so it helps your body adapt and helps balance your cortisol all day. Another thing I really like to do for anxiety that's not an herb, it's actually an amino acid, if it shows up on the test, of course, but L-theanine is an amino acid that you can go get at any health food store, and it's a really good one that helps balance our neurotransmitters, and in that it doesn't matter where they are, it'll actually raise the ones you have low and then lower the ones you have high that day. So L-theanine is a good one. If you're feeling anxiety, just an amino acid to add, or a full, I like to have all my patients do amino acids because we're so deficient in them as well.
I'm all there, right there with you, Cammie, especially on GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's the number one inhibitor of the brain, and I find that a lot of people are lacking in that that amino acid. And, adaptogen, I'm right there with you too. That's fantastic that you agree with the adrenal and the cortisol. I find that the cortisol can be really irritating to the nervous system. We've got only about 30 seconds. Any last tip that you can give?
I just like to tell people to make sure that whatever you're doing, you feel good on right away. So if you're on the right supplements, you're going to feel good within 24 to 48 hours. So if you don't, then you need to find somebody to help you get on the right supplements and balance that out too. And with GABA, you have to be careful with that, because sometimes I'll think a patient needs GABA, but when I do a test, they actually are too high in GABA but have the symptoms of being too low.
Got it. Well, thanks so much. All right, everyone, go to CammieBallick.com, take that test and find out. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies.